Heavy conversations, debates, and relationships. We the topic of discussion.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy Cortez Smith here, man, aka Nuck from the Shy, and I am today's special guest co-host for the Reality Table.
What up, y'all? It's Reva. I'm here to chop it up at Sauce and Buckhead Reality Table.
What you bring to the table?
Welcome back, season 4 of the Reality Table. I'm with my goons.
That's that shot.
One shot.
Hey, Luz, I'm E and goons.
Okay, I got my special co-host and my special guest co-host, Mr. Stevie Bags.
Peace and power, y'all. What's up?
Okay. And y'all might know him from Nuck from the Shy, Mr. Cortez A. Smith.
What's going on, family? What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good to have you, man. Good to have you.
Get into these topics.
Let's go. We got some great guests today.
Tell them back. Sure.
We got some great guests.
And I've known these people for some years, and it's cool to be connected and having a conversation with people that you actually know. Because now you get to the genuine shit.
Yeah, the real.
So without further ado, I'm going to invite to the couch.
To the couch.
My dear brother. Mr. Bocce, man. Hey,
y'all, what up?
What's up, bro? Good for you to be in the building, man. And listen, I got to do this because we in your house, man. We right. Just want to tell you we appreciate you for letting us come pop up at the Sauce, man. You
oh, for
sauce,
sure. Yes,
you got to always
sure.
support one another in that. And we, you know, that's
I
what we're doing.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for, you know, deciding to shoot here. So we're grateful. We love Sauce Buckhead, ATL. Check us out.
Talk to him.
Okay. For sure.
Please bring in.
I got my twin, my sister. My big sister slash little sister slash big sister slash all of it, you know. My girl Miss Reva Stout.
Hey, Reva.
Yes. That's the maturity. Yes, this is Reva. Yes.
We in for a good one today.
Ooh, we got a special treat because I don't care today, you know.
Okay. When do you ever care?
No, sometimes. Every other day.
Sometimes.
Every day. Sometimes, you know.
Probably an hour out of a day.
There you go. So look, the topic of today, I mean, this is a big topic. We actually were talking about it on the way up here. Because I'm still lost, confused, trying to figure it out. Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah, okay. You can say
it. The YNs, the YBs, yes, and all that. You know, the old jits, the OGs, the young jits.
I didn't know what that meant.
So, I just found out.
She really thought it was a Y in the N. That's mm-hmm. describing the person. I said, no, that's a young nigga.
And young B is.
And young bitch.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't know either.
No.
Well, you her big slash, little slash, big sister, so that makes sense.
I guess.
Y'all related.
Y'all don't
understand. You saying we slow?
I didn't say that.
People talk fast, so you probably just, like, it went over your head.
I'm yeah. over y'all. So look, this is the top. Y'all ready?
Talk to me.
Okay. The topic today is age ain't nothing but a number. Or is it? You feel me? Age ain't nothing but a number, or is it?
Okay.
So I'm going to say, and I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, but I do it like this. I'm going to read three questions, but one of them going to stick to your brain.
Right.
Whichever one sticks to your brain is the one you grab onto, and that's the one you answer.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But these are the three questions. /subtopics/topics.
Okay.
Okay. Expectations and mindsets, life stages, how goals defer career, family, and lifestyle. That's the first one. Number two is power dynamics. Who leads in decisions because of the age gap? Number three, social perceptions and stereotypes. You got your sugar daddies, your sugar mamas, gender norms, age gaps for men and women, and basically red flags in the age gap. So I see Bocce, you really thinking over there.
You see?
Which one grabbed your attention? We gonna dive in.
First, well, just starting off top with the age disparity, age gap. I think when you get to a certain age, you don't view the age gap as much. I think it's more of it's a bigger deal when the younger person is significantly younger than older person, right? I'm from the era where I remember when the cool chicks in high school was getting picked up by grown men. And it was odd to us, but it really wasn't a thing back in the day. But now, fast forward in these modern times, when you look at it and you see like 30-year-olds dealing with, you know, 18 to 19. That's always going to be weird.
That's wild.
Yeah, I think as a 30, and granted, men do mature a lot slower than women do, but I still think as a 30-year-old, you have no business dealing with anybody that has a teen associated with that age.
For sure.
Now, when you get into your 40s and your 50s and you're dealing with somebody you may be 10 or 15 years older than, then I feel like both of y'all are mature enough to understand the functionality of a healthy relationship, right? But when you are of a certain age and you're dealing with a woman that's that much younger than you, it's pedophilia in there.
No, that's fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
Put it out there. It's
inarguable.
Yeah, just starting with that. Now, as it pertains to the other questions, I think the one that stuck with me was who leads, right?
It's tricky now. It's 2025.
A man should always lead in a relationship, but how you show up as a leader matters. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I don't, you know, you can't be a great leader unless you've been a good follower. Mm-hmm. You have to have some type of insight and instruction as to what you want to do and how you want to lead. If you can't lead yourself, how are you going to lead your significant other? Mm-hmm. Right. So I think a lot of times when that conversation comes up, people don't dive into the different layers of it. Like, you know, like what was your upbringing like? What was your relationship like with your mother, your father, or your siblings, right? I got to kind of know that to have an insight on the type of person that you're going to become or lead, you know what I'm saying, or what type of leader you're going to be. So I think it's naturally a man's role to lead, but it also depends upon the type of relationship you have with your significant other.
You're right. That was well
spoken. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Somebody taught this man well. I know that. Mama and daddy did a good job, bro. Yeah. They did a damn good job.
You answered that.
Mama Bussy and Papa Bussy, y'all did your thing, man.
I did a
very media trained. You see how he did that?
Yeah, I'm saying. They
but when you're speaking authentically, you're speaking truth, it just comes out.
No, you're right.
And that's what I felt from it. You know? What why are you looking like that? Did you not agree with what the brother
was? Shocked by the answer.
Very elegant. Listen,
yes.
The YN came at me the other day. Right?
She's gonna run it in the ground now.
Oh man, the YN.
YN slash nigga that's young.
But see, this is why I said the times is different because the YN came at me. We was actually in Rocksteady at your spot. Walked to the bar. He's like, I know who you is, Coach Lex. I said, dang, where you on my stuff, huh? He was like, yeah, I am. Alexia Adams, 24. I said, okay.
Oh, wow.
And
you
know, he was down. Like,
he did his homework.
I said, how old are you? He said, I'm,
You don't want to tell the age? You don't want to tell the real story?
No, I said, no. If you put it out there, yeah, say the age.
He said, he was 27. I said, what? I said, boy, you know how old I am? He said, 27. I said, I appreciate you, but I'm 38. And then he was like, well, I know what I want. I said, yeah, you want to go play in these streets? Go play in these streets. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm grown. And he said, and I can take care of you. So what you want to do? And I said, here, you can take my number real quick.
YN and Rand Donald. Hey, YN, buck, keep doing your thing.
That's how you got
to
come.
But this is the thing. But he keep texting. So I was like, I said, to be honest, man, you too young for me. He said, but what part makes me young? He said, I play overseas. I have a good foundation. I make my own money. I can come pick you up. I said, look, I don't know. I got to think about it because I feel like when you're young, not everybody, I feel like when you're that much younger, you could be telling everybody the same thing, you know? And I'm at a point where I've seen it for myself, especially with basketball players. Come on, like I done been over there. I done seen how y'all move. Y'all be married and bring somebody in, you know? So I don't even want to get in that position. I want to do something to grow and build with someone, you know what I'm saying? So I think for a minute, I was only dating older. Like you had to at least touch 45, 47. But I think now it really don't matter because they have some things about them that's immature, you know?
As
whereas
well, yeah,
there's
sure.
younger guys, see, like a Cortez.
Yeah.
Cortez act like he older because that's just how he is. But there's younger guys who they're kind of more relatable to the older. So I'm like, now it's kind of confused. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it just really depends on your mindset too.
That's it.
If I feel like you just moving around, I'm going to watch you for a second. I'm like, I don't know about JIT, shawty. You know what I'm talking about? JIT. But I get we all are human at the end of the day. But that's where it just get confusing. For me, I told myself, if I'm 40, when I hit 40, I don't want no kids. So if a kid going to happen, he going to have happen between now and a year. You feel me? But I think that's over with, so.
No, it's not.
It might.
It's not.
Reva, what stuck out to you out of the three questions?
All right, this is very interesting because.
You know why I am.
Shut your mouth. All right. So I dated someone back in 2014. Now, mind you, I'm about to be 50 January 1st. My Instagram is MS_Reva. Oh, this is us. MS underscore Reba, January 1st, Capricorn on the mode.
Okay.
Almost 50?
So, yeah, January. Thank you.
Well,
thanks, guys. So, you got, if you think back 11 years ago, okay, so he was younger, right? We dated, and it was great. Like, the friendship was, the energy, amazing. But he was much younger than me. He's like 8 years younger than me, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so boom, okay. So he was still kind of sowing his royal oats, man whore, if you will, right? So now though, you fast forward, you dig? He and I are now together, and he's matured. He's gotten all that out of his system. But it was the friendship that sustained us. Now, in between that time, I dated old nigga. He wasn't here. So it's definitely about the mindset. Like, because it does, the age doesn't really matter.
No.
Now it is, you can't go in the teens. That's nasty.
Wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But
that's stellar.
You can't tap, if you were a certain age, you can't really tap, like you can't tap into the 20.
Nah, I ain't trying to do that. My oldest son is 32. Like,
oh, right, yeah, you can't go, yeah, you can't even go close, right?
Too, like when you have children, like,
right.
Yeah.
How close in age or is your significant other with the age of your...
Well, Drea don't care.
Who?
Drea don't care, the girl who date the boy for that play for the son.
But I can't say she would do that with any typical 20-something girl.
No.
So you're saying it's the
crazy
bag.
Duh, what you say?
Well, I mean, it happens all the time when you see... I think men get a pass for dating younger women more than a woman would get a pass or even would have the ability to date a younger man, because every woman that's about to be 50 don't look like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, she's not going to be able to pull, you know, that type of energy, you know? And if a dude is coming at her, she better be, you know, weary if he's trying to get catch up with a bag.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he might be trying to, you know what I'm saying?
And oftentimes, like, when people give examples, they give it based around celebrities or athletes or high-profile people. That's not the standard for...
Everyday life
and everyday people. I don't know Drea personally, but I feel like in her career, part of what keeps it going is you have to be in the limelight. You have to be in the news, right? So is she going to find a 20-something-year-old who's not as successful as, what is it, Jalen?
Yeah, Jalen Green.
Green, and just go find another YN who just does... Probably not. Like, he has status. He has celebrity. And that kind of pours into what she got going on.
But I feel like in Atlanta, I can't say that because I see it all the time.
Oh, it's been going on. Look at Elvis.
Trying to date older women.
Yeah,
I see it all the time. And more so, I mean, to keep it real now, more so is more women more elevated in Atlanta than the men. So they really lurking. They out here lurking for these women.
Elevated in what way?
Financially, as far as there's a lot. I've seen it in here for myself.
I agree.
Been through it too. Like it's younger people that you would think, oh, they just gravitating towards you. But they see what you got. And they really now they trying to double down, triple down to make sure you with them. You know, I'm just saying. That's what I see.
And you're referring to the young males.
Yes, but at the same time, I've also noticed that a young guy, not the one like I met or a couple of other ones that are younger, the thing is they'll even manipulate who they are, what they got going on, making it seem like they got all, and they don't. And they living with their cousin and they sister. And just switching cars every day, making it seem they got it. That shit is real. Switching cars every day with top-notch clothes, you know, clothing on or whatever. But they really like scraping the barrel.
Facts.
But this is what they doing. And I know one guy, and I ran into this man going to Vegas. It was so crazy. I ain't gonna say his name. I really want to call you out. But he wasn't younger. He was older. But what he does is he meets women in the clubs and he goes and stays with a different woman every night, not to pay no rent.
That sounds like a movie called Spread with Ashton Kutcher. Y'all ever seen that movie?
What's it called?
Spread. When y'all get an opportunity, watch that.
What was being spread?
That's gotta be exhausting.
He was spreading. No, he wasn't spreading no disease. No. He was just no. He was poor, and this is what we call him now. We call him hobosexuals. So he was a hobosexual. He was homeless, but he was going from different wealthy women, different houses to secure his bag and how he was gonna live.
Oh wow!
So he preyed on like miserable rich, wealthy women, and then got with them and had a whole little, it's funny. It's funny.
And think about it though, because one I knew, the one I knew, he he would lay stuff around your house, kind of like an animal to mark his territory, and also showing that he coming back. So the woman thinking he coming back, oh, he left his shoes, he left da-da-da. Nah, you one of six. His stuff is spread out everywhere.
Spread.
Spread. I dig it.
I think it's hard dating in Atlanta. I'm being real with you.
It's hard dating anywhere.
Yeah, thank you. I think Atlanta gets a bad rap. And I think people need to recognize that you attract who you are.
Yeah.
You attract who and what you are. If you keep attracting and fuck niggas, then that might mean you might right. Fuck niggas.
Right.
Yeah, for real. Man, listen, your frequency is what you frequently see. So if you frequently see a certain energy, you're going to keep attracting that. When you switch your energy, the people that's coming into your spirit, they're going
to
change.
Yep. Some people date from a place of being like empaths. It's like they always feel the need to want to save somebody and be there for somebody. Mm. So oftentimes you may not have that person energy within you, but you can identify that in other people and feel the need like, I can change them or I can change them. Yeah. I'm going to be the one to fix them.
Yeah.
Because maybe you wanted somebody to save you at a point in time.
To that point, though, it goes back to you needing to save you.
For sure.
So anytime you feel like you have to go outside of yourself to try to save somebody else, that means that you need more self-inventory for you.
But how you know if you're outside of yourself if you don't even see it at first? Because it stages to it. Sometimes it might take you 3 or 4 months before you really see what's going on. And I feel like that's where we're lacking as far as being transparent. It is a lot of manipulation going on.
But when you have discernment and intuition and clairvoyance,
you better say
you don't lean on the physical senses.
Mm-hmm.
When you get in trouble if you just leaning on taste, touch, see, smell, and hear. It tastes good, smell good, feel good, look good. Well, that's going to trick you every time.
Every time.
I always say when you lead with the first eye instead of these two eyes, then it's easier, harder for you to get manipulated and tricked. It ain't going to take me no 3 months. It's going to take me 3 minutes. God damn it, I'm straight.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Because when you're in alignment with that discernment, now you're like, you know you're convicted on what it is that you want and who you are, and it ain't no swaying back and forth. Like, look, you very cute, baby. I love how you look, but we just are not in alignment.
That's real.
Yeah.
And I think when I think it is all spiritual because that's what it goes back to. Really, at the end of the day, I think that people suffer from STDs, spiritually transmitted diseases. Most people's spirit got a disease on it. So then now when you meet somebody, when you are dealing with your own trauma that you never really unpack. Now you just putting on the best version of yourself for them and they putting on for you. So then now you really can't get to the core and be really authentic with who you are.
Right?
When you go through enough shit and you been through the fiery furnace, you like, bitch, I'm coming. This I am butt naked. If you don't like this shit, you know what I'm saying? We running.
Me as I am.
And now we all can be free.
Right.
Yeah.
Other than that, then you're going to always be in bondage. That's my thing.
I like it.
With that being said, and I hope the people listening out there that y'all don't just take that and just run with it, because sometimes you do have to take self-accountability and inventory for yourself. So it's, on one hand, it is cool to say, hey, take me as I am, but don't feel like you're above not being able to change yourself
for
some people.
Sure.
Because some people would take what Bag said and just be like, I ain't shit.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna never be shit.
Well,
you love accept me for not being shit.
Well, hell no.
You need some straightening.
We always, but you gotta do the self-inventory and self-discovery
1,000%.
To become a better version. But I'm saying, to your point about transparency, if you are who you are, no matter what that is, and you living in that shit, live in that shit.
Mm.
Don't be lying to a woman telling her you love men, nigga, and you love
for sure,
women.
For sure.
I mean, love women and you with men.
Yeah.
Don't be lying and telling a woman you want to only be with her, but you want to do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be 1,000 with people and give people opportunity to say, I want to be a part of this shit.
I'm signing up for this.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where we're stuck at, King.
Talk to me then.
Because they're not saying that.
Let me tell you why. Most people are concerned with the coming instead of the kingdom. When you get done getting rid of the coming, then you can be focused on the kingdom. Mm. And then the people that are supposed to be coming to you can give you that crown.
I'm sick of you.
The kingdom come.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like, people worried about coming and not the kingdom. That's real. People worrying about semen.
That's a fact.
Instead of being able to see men and women that they are connected with. When you get your mind off of the semen,
come on with
the
analogy.
Then you can see men. No,
inarguable.
This shit just. This shit too.
This shit too.
Coming
out. Hey, hey, hey.
Coming and going and going.
Listen, I'm not going to leave no crumbs on the table. Let me land a plane real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
People are concerned with cement instead of being able to see men. Mm-hmm. And if you don't focus on being able to see men, you're going to put your cement in a fucking demon.
Ooh.
You feel me, bro?
I said too much.
I done been in the...
Bars by
Steve. Come and go. Knock him off.
But it's real though, man. And the more you convicted on your self inventory, to your point, Bachi, self discovery, then you like, it's certain things that I'm not even gonna attract in my life. Now I say this to myself: there's no bad that come in my life. I only attract good, because even if something happens that I don't want to happen, it still happened for my good. That's like that verse: not some things, but all things happen for the good to them that love the Lord thy God. You are the Lord thy God of your reality. You're not the one that created heavens and earth, but your reality was created by you.
Exactly.
It wasn't created by your mama and daddy and everybody else you want to blame for your bullshit.
Yeah.
When you become of a certain age and a certain ilk in your life, it's your fault.
Exactly.
Whether good or bad.
You attracted it. And guess what? Whether good or bad, it happens for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Because I learned from the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing, quote unquote, which I call a gift, you don't get too high with the highs. You don't get too low with the lows. You stay here, even keel, and then you can move further and faster into whatever you're supposed to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So now the age of whoever you dating and the energy of all that shit, who lead, that becomes null and void, because you automatically fall in alignment. She may be dating a younger man, but it's certain things that she can't help, but he gonna lead as a lion, as a man. He's gonna lead in a certain position, because that's how the Most High made it. It's God, man, woman, child. And if you want to argue that shit, go get in the grave, because it wasn't us who created this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The Most High said, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
You feel me? The Most High said, the child is under the parent, the father and the mother, not the children telling you to go to fucking bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, hey. What you got? Now you're right.
He just dropped gym. He definitely didn't leave no crumbs.
He do it all the time?
No, that's great though. That's great. You got like-minded people around, you know what I mean? And can speak life into you.
That's a good word right there.
That's a good word. So we're going to talk about these sugar mamas and the sugar daddies. So with the sugar mamas, let's be transparent. Y'all got one?
A sugar mama?
No, I
had one when I was younger.
A YN? A younger YN?
No, I had a sugar mama when I was like, I wouldn't even call her a sugar mama. She was just doing things for me that she wanted to see. I was like 18.
She hit on her.
And I was in tattoos around the time. And
she like, sure, right, if well, she watched this, and go.
I mean, so I was into tattoos and I was younger and she liked me. But it was like I said, I carried myself older than what I had. I had a car, I had my own apartment, so I had all of these things.
What you doing for her?
Just, you know what I had to do. You had to lay the law down.
You had to lay the law down. The laws of the land.
Right.
Did you even like her though? Or did you like, no, did you like her or did you like what she could do for you?
No, I liked her. I never was a beggar. Like, I never was a type of nigga to come for you to ask you for anything. Like, if you want to offer it, and if I feel like I want to take those gifts, then I do it. You know what I mean? But that's what she liked. And I was around the time I was, you know, into tattoos, and she just, you know, I used to have my shirt off a lot. When I was a little, before the YNs was made.
You were the original black YN. Black
shirt off, you know what I mean? So she was like, yeah, go, I want to see a tattoo on your stomach, go get the tattoo. And I'm like, shit, who going to get that? Who going to pay for that? She was like,
he low key be having a little game. Who
gonna pay for that? All right. You want it? Go. Who gonna pay for it? And then she paid for it. I got it. She met me that night and she traced her tongue on the tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Even that shit was hurting. It was fresh.
It wasn't him.
How old was she?
She had to be like, around that time, she had to be like 36 to 38, around that time.
What was you?
18.
Yeah.
I always been attracted to older women, though.
See,
always.
These niggas with dimples.
We just say it. What we just say about the teens.
20 is crazy, though, man.
Yeah. But I mean...
She was a teacher?
No, she wasn't a teacher. No.
I think, I'm telling you, though, I think as from a woman to doing that to him with a man... I think it might be a little different.
No, it is. We just assume as men we can handle ourselves. Right. Like, it's, you know, physically she's not gonna take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? Anything like that. But just imagine an 18-year-old
Just the mindset.
Right.
Female dealing with a 36 or 38 year old man. I'm gonna look at him like he fucking.
Oh, Jesus. As you should.
Like even
well,
I'm,
yeah.
You know, I'm not in the YN category by any means, but like even now when I'm out, right? Lord willing, I'm probably gonna look the same for a long time in terms of how I look versus my age. But when I randomly ask me, yo, how old are you? It blows me away. I'll be like, damn, you that young? It don't always register.
Right.
But I always do the instant math, right? So I'm like, hold on. So when I was 18, when I was 21, you was.
Yeah.
And I can't help. I think of it that way. Exactly. So now if I'm like, yo, if I'm 10 years older than you, it's like, hold on. When I was 21, I know what I was doing at 21.
Man, you was alive.
You was a kid.
Yeah.
You like. That ain't right.
But certain niggas be like grass on the field, play ball.
Hello,
you going to Busch Gardens.
I don't know, man. It's just.
He wild.
But it's definitely different when it's a younger male and an older woman.
So when y'all was younger, did y'all have older men that y'all
absolutely
dated?
You never got picked up from high school?
No, you said no.
I didn't. It was always like same age for me.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
We know you're a little fast ass.
I dated an older man. Guy, but not like older where it was weird or nothing like that.
Right.
They was always around my age.
Okay. You said yes. You want to give a look? You want to go in?
So was he your sugar daddy?
Story time with Lex. It just depends on which age bracket we're talking about. Because when I was 20, it was like a whole trick in the game. It was a whole trick in the game. So I was 20, I want to say 24. And the guy I was dating, I knew he was a little older, but he lied and told me he was 42. So one time when his daughter was coming downstairs, and I feel like that's grown. I'm over 21. But his daughter was coming downstairs. She said, Dad, a big 5'4". I said, what? He was 54.
He did
not look 54. So it was a whole argument. I said, bro, you damn near my daddy age. Like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that at the time from being 24. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it just made me feel weird. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you ain't have to lie about it. At least let me make the choice. Now, there has been a time where I was 20, about to be 21, and he was 42. He was really legit 42. And I liked it because he was doing stuff that people in my age couldn't do. He would take me out to eat. He would give me gifts. And, you know, it made me feel special. And at the same time, we're walking around holding hands. So it just was something that was, it was a good feeling.
I got a story.
It was a good feeling. Now, we flipped the script. I dated, when I was 30-something, I dated someone that was a little younger than me. But he acted very much like he was older, very mature, but he was probably acting the whole time, you know? Yeah. He's an actor, so, you know, that shit scares me. Yeah,
he's an actor.
He's a young actor.
He was,
he wasn't that much younger.
Right, you heard that, Ruby,
he would drive up to my job every day, he would give me flowers, if it wasn't flowers, he was bringing me lunch, he would sing in front of my co-workers in front of me. He would do all of the things. He's not a singer, but he would sing like whatever song, and he was, you know, he was real stocky, real tall.
Flashbacks?
You're right.
So let's
paint a picture. You, whoever you, if you're a girl, boy, whatever, you younger, somebody's coming, or he's younger, or she's younger, whatever, coming to your job every day, pulling up, screaming out the freaking truck, Lexia, where are you? Like, just really showing they really. Mm-hmm.
Not to me, but showing me
like I'm important, you know? Then people know who he is. We going around, you know, doing the most, whatever. So to me, that was cool. But then when reality hit, maybe about 8 months later, I seen it wasn't what it was. Like, he was doing that for other people.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking pictures of himself in my bathroom and sending them to other girls. Like,
oh, I know.
They was DMing them to me and stuff. Like after that, it kind of just painted a red flag about actors to me in general. I was like, I don't ever know if they're acting in between me and you.
Yeah. Man, come on, man.
You an actor or Oreo?
At the same time.
It's confusing.
This is my nigga right here.
For real.
I'm sick of
three of us. So hold on. You got a story.
Okay. Right. She don't like men with dimples for some reason.
Yes, I do.
I often say you traumatized.
No. I was just being funny. Okay, so when Lex said, like, that's a real thing. So if a man come into a woman's life, because the only thing, well, not the only thing, but one of the main things women want is to feel like a lady. They want to feel, you know, like their priority. They want to feel like, oh, he's thinking about me. He's paying attention, right? So there was a guy. It was, I almost forgot about him because it wasn't very long, right? But we're still, like, really great friends now. But when I met him, I was like, oh, he cool. It's not somebody I would initially be attracted to. Mm-hmm. I mean, wasn't nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't somebody I'd be like, oh, you know. But he we started talking. We was friends. I hadn't been in Atlanta that long. He was like, oh, you know, we had met at the gym, that gym shit, right? He like, right. He like, oh, you know, let's continue this conversation because we just having I like good energy. People I could just, you know what I'm saying, vibe with, whatever. So he was like, oh, come to Chopper. I didn't know what the fuck Chopper was. I was like, oh, Chops, where is that? Right?
Yeah.
So he like, so we get to Chops. Then he was like, oh, let's go to, what's the strip club?
Onyx?
No.
The Magic?
No, she's talking about the white one.
The Blue Flame.
No, the other one. Yeah. The white one, the
Midtown. Somebody just got slapped at 21.
Cheetahs.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. So first when we went to Chops, we walk in there and they like, oh, you know, saying his name and stuff, right? And it was just like, that's the way that was impressive to me. I'm like, oh shit, okay, all these white people, they like catering to him and stuff, right? Then we went to Cheetahs. They got a drink on the menu named after him. I'm like, who is this man? Then fast forward, he was like, when he took me to my car, he said, the next day he hit me, said, I noticed you need new tires. I already set up an appointment. Da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, he carried strong.
Right.
He carried strong.
Right. I'm like, but he was a step ahead. Like, he paid attention. He noticed things. And then, you know, like, I'm a very alpha female, very independent. Yep. So these are things that I just do on my own. I figure out on my own. So to have somebody that was figuring that out before me, before I even noticed, I was like, whoa. So I dated him a little bit, but he was... Like you said, he was
YN.
Oh my God. Well, he was an old ass YN.
Oh, YN.
Oh, YN.
Yeah. So it's an ON?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but that right there, that will, like, it'll raise your eyebrow. Like, let me see what this about, because I ain't never had this before. You know what I mean?
And, so it's very important to understand and overstand. understand and overstand that. You give what you feel, right? So we are alpha women, and we do. I know a lot for me. I'll give you masculinity a lot, but that's if I feel like you giving that to me. Now the right nigga is gonna make me feel like I want to feel, and I'm gonna do whatever he wants.
Right, man.
Okay, sorry, the right.
Man,
guy. Leave them niggas alone.
Man. Yeah, leave them niggas alone.
Well, okay, I'm gonna let you finish.
The right.
Let her cook.
Let me cook. Okay. The right man is gonna bring it out of you to where you ain't even gonna feel like this. Like, you know, he said something to me. He said, you really like a little teddy bear. I said, I am. Until I get corrupted with the BS that be going on here in Atlanta. But the thing is, I give a lot of that because of what I do on a regular, what I'm around on a regular, what I see on a regular, and it takes for that person, the right man, to bring it out of me. And then I go to the little legs.
Let me say this, because y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I think I'm the only person actually from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm from here at this point. I've been here since I was 7.
No, he born and raised, like.
But she's, bro, your Florida card has officially been taken away. She claimed Florida when we ride all Florida people, and she was Florida. Now she get around it. Well, you know, actually, I am an Atlantean.
But I'm only bringing that up because I know this to be a fact, especially being from here and, you know, my people's from here. We kind of take it personal, right? When people say, blah, 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 Atlanta, blah, 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 as if you couldn't go to Baltimore, D.C. and have these same issues when it comes to dating.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Atlanta is not the cure. It's not the cause for your bad relationship. Mm-hmm. Just understand it. Now, there are some things that make Atlanta special, you know, and I think culturally, we see so many people move from other places to come here to get that fresh start or go start that business. And we see how much black empowerment and, you know, the faces that come around. I remember Tyrese saying this in the interview, his first time coming to Atlanta and going through the airport, he's seen all these black people working. He wasn't used to seeing that, you know, in other cities.
LA
and other cities they had traveled to. But I say that to make the point of Atlanta is not the reason that we have these pitfalls in relationships. I just think we are at the forefront of culture so much. So it's an easier target to say, hey, this is going on because I'm here. But you're here for a reason.
Right.
I meet a lot of people. Like in my years of being in nightlife and entertainment, things like that, like I meet so many people that have moved here from other cities to the point where this was some years ago, like I would be at a party, whatever, hosting, right? And I, you know, we cut the music and say, yo, how many people are not from Atlanta? It's 98% of the damn club. Yeah,
that's a fact.
Every time. And so, yeah, it's the city that we're in, but the people that are starting to make it up, they're not from here. So more and more, we get stripped of what our identity and what our culture is, and Absolutely. It becomes a melting pot of D.C., L.A., Miami, the Carolinas, New York, and this is what you get. And when you get millennials and Gen Zs and all that melting pot all from different places, this is what you're seeing that Atlanta has become. Mm. So I think in context, when people say that, it's not so much the city, it's the environment in which we're in. Yeah, I just wanted to say
it makes perfect sense, and I think it's a microcosm of the whole nation and even the whole world. If you go into any city center in America, you're going to have the same issues, and they might be a little bit more homicides in this city than this, but it might be a little bit more homosexuals in this city than this, but you're going to deal with the same energy, and you drive 30 minutes to an hour outside of that city, it's going to have less violence, less crime. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I was in Canada, bro, when I played in the CFL, and you women complain about it sucks up here in Calgary. I hate dating men here. It's like, I think it goes back to you. Everything is an inside job.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I promise you, if you're in a certain proximity and you place yourself in that proximity of the energy that you want to attract,
for sure,
you're gonna get that energy. But like you being in nightlife, right? For a long time, you had to figure out how to get your life to a place where you balance that light, that nightlife lifestyle versus who you really are at the core of who you are.
Especially
because it's two different people, man, it's two different energy.
Especially in dating, right? Because you know we come from an era where there was no internet for real. There's definitely no Instagram, no social media, none of that.
Right.
So if you knew somebody, you had to get to know that person. And I would get this all the time, man, you be in the club, all these beautiful women, da da da. But that shit is work to me.
Right.
I cut that shit off when I leave. I check out. Most of the time when I'm out, I don't know half the people I be talking to.
No, for real.
My chain, we're going, hey, man, what's going on? How you mom and them? You know what
I'm saying? It's like autopilot almost. Like
I got to cut that switch on. A, because coming from a promoted background, like it's so much about nightlife that people don't understand, right? It takes a real skill set and talent to make people want to come to an event that I'm doing versus going down the street to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And if you're not intertwined in this business, you don't understand that. You're like, oh, they just throw us some flyers, motherfuckers come. No, we've made a ton of money doing the thing that we do, and we take care of so many people. But as that relates to relationship, it's like sometimes people, you know, they have this idea of who you are because of the work that you do and the environment that you're in. But if you come and kick it with me, I'm not playing no rap music in my house.
Ain't no ass
clapping and all that going on. It's going to be some R&B on Sundays. If we're not going to church, we're going to watch it on TV. Like, we're going to cook. We're going to pray. We're going to, real life stuff. But the perception of it as it, because it's attached to that, is like sometimes it gets confusing. Mm-hmm. And like I would have people tell me like, yeah, well, not tell me, but ask me like, man, how is it like dating for you, bro? Because I know like, you know, she got to be real secure and da da da. Yeah, you do have to be a secure woman. Mm-hmm. But understand that it's a difference in meeting somebody's representative, what they do for a living and what they do for work. And the integrity and morals that they have as a person.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to get to know?
Right.
Right. You also have to be mindful of what you attract. Not necessarily what you're attracted to, but what you attract.
That's
so
it.
If it's, good skin and he's always clean, nice car, jewelry, blah, 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 that might attract a certain type of person, but that don't mean that I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So while you there, while you just hit your peak, what's your top four songs for your playlist on your foreplay?
No foreplay playlist.
Okay. You want to take my list and go share with somebody?
Because that's his sauce. Now I just dropped the sauce.
What is
the four go-to songs?
Apple Music. I got about 120 playlists. Just go pick some.
We need your full go-to to know, man, that penny going to drop. Because we got a penny drop candle right now.
We do.
It's hard to pick four records. I would probably be better with giving you some artists that just kind of make that.
That makes sense.
Sabrina Claudio, for sure.
He gatekeeping.
Yeah. Y'all know about swing class?
No, you're a gay cake. No, no. We just want to.
It's really hard to pick.
We in the room. We in the room. You about to foreplay. Who you playing and what song?
Kirk Franklin. Y'all not rocking with Kirk?
It might
be appropriate.
That's wild.
You doing some stomping in that one.
Honestly, I'm not even gay. I can't just think of four off the top. It's more so like artists.
Okay, give me the four.
What artists?
Yeah. Sabrina and Claudio.
Okay. I'm going to say Sabrina and Claudio. Alex Isley.
Mm-hmm.
Marco McKinnis. And I'll probably say...
No, R. Kelly?
I mean, not that I wouldn't,
He's definitely number one for me.
I'll probably end it with... Brent Faiyaz, honestly.
Okay.
Faiyaz, he go.
Because I think he does just the right amount. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not, people like to say, oh, he's like the toxic R&B crooner type shit. Nah, but I think it's like a good balance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to come off corny and overly do the songs when you want it to feel like matter-of-factly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so walk me through. Walk me through you going into the room, what you doing, how you getting down to it.
Oh my God. Alexia.
That was not on the cue card.
Y'all scared?
That was not on the cue card. You were saying so what you were saying earlier.
I haven't heard of Marco or whoever, you know what I'm saying?
I never heard of him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Put me down. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a music lover, diehard, right? When COVID happened and we ain't have nothing to do, I overly got in my music bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I'm.
You had to. It was almost like a time machine.
For sure. Like, listen, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of miss quarantine. Not gonna lie.
That time to reset, sit still, and ground yourself.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To think and plan and strategize and do all that. Sometimes you need that.
Clever, too. Even when the world slightly opened back up, everything had to be clever how you repackaged everything.
Sure, because you had to, like, what other time can you think about in your life when you got, in Atlanta, it was only 6 weeks, but you got a real six-week reset. I'm talking about pause on everything. You got to sit with yourself. What am I doing? Am I happy with the person I am? When all the noise is stopped and drowned out, that's when you really figure out who you are.
Because
you got to sit with yourself. And for me, like, music kind of like became my escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just dove in. I started discovering all these dope artists. I'm like, damn, where this cat
at? And there's so many dope people that you never see that's on like mainstream that are very, very talented, but they
even
more talented sometimes.
Because they do it for the art and not for anything else.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, those are some of like the dopest artists, man. Like, sure. I'm telling you.
I never really got this.
We got to tell me again when we off, because I got to add that to my playlist. Got a crazy
spot. You got a playlist for us?
What's your four to...
No.
Drop the briefs.
Why are y'all acting like that, man? I thought we was coming out here telling the truth. Come on, man.
I really don't.
You don't play music?
I really don't. I do play music, but so my brother sent me playlists of like nasty music.
So you just put it on Pandora?
I play it. Jill Scott is my, I love Jill Scott.
I seen some, she looked like, shout out to Jill.
Jill is baby. She is. Of course, I know Jill Scott.
I met her. Yeah, she's great people, good people.
I don't listen to R. Kelly anymore. I'm sorry.
I feel you.
I don't, and it was tough for me. I'm not going to even hold you. It was tough for me. Like, but I had to take him.
We don't know how to separate the artist from the actual person.
We had that earlier.
I don't. Yeah.
I feel like we separated Luther. We knew Luther was gay, but Luther was singing to a woman.
No, I ain't even...
You didn't know that
he was gay,
man.
My bad.
Ray Charles can see my boy.
Look.
What?
No. I'm still,
You still on the bench?
I guess my age showed. I didn't know.
Man. And then when he put that curl in his hair, he was going down.
I thought it was the times of the curls with the
muscle. I know Luther, Freddie Jackson. Freddie Jackson was another artist that we just knew as in the culture. He was gay, but we accepted the music.
That's another
because
one,
the music was so good.
It was so good. Okay, and I get it. That's their lifestyle, right?
Right.
Like Kehlani. Like, I love her. I mean, you know, she's bi, but I think when it comes to the pedophileness of it all, that right there was just like, that's your character. Like, this is your lifestyle. Okay, you're not hurting anybody, but that was a lot.
Then it make you question the music. It's like, who was you singing to?
Oh, we know who he was singing to.
Right. I get what you're saying.
That could have been my daughter.
And a lot of them did some pedophilia shit, being honest. I mean, when you look at Aaliyah and how young Aaliyah was, when them do Jay-Z, Dame Dash, and R. Kelly, all them was messing with her. Like, well, let's talk about it. Yeah. But our culture, you want to sweep that under the rug,
right,
because we love that music.
Are, yeah.
Nah, man, that was dead ass wrong. That girl was a little baby.
I'm telling you, I struggle with it because I want to
And if my daughter was 16, 17, 15, whatever old she was, then it really would be my fault, because that's another thing about it. A lot of these parents usher their children right over to them because they want their child to be helped out like that.
Yeah, pay off their house.
No,
and
that's
shit.
Crazy, man. That's crazy. But anyway, let's get on a lighter note. Since you got all the foreplay, we know R. Kelly's one. Give us three more.
Wait, start it from the beginning when you walk in the room and what you already got set to play. You wearing this right here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you have your culture design company Candles lit?
Show the coach.
Do you got it?
Oh, you like candle? You like candle play?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Roses, all that. You're going to have to do some work.
Hot wax?
I ain't trying to get burnt now. I don't even want to figure out if it stopped burning. Hell no.
That ain't sexy. That shit hurt.
You think you funny. You hear what you said? No. This shit, so we gonna walk in the room, you know. We gonna be playing that R. Kelly, that 12 play, you know the song?
One.
This is really happening.
All right.
Walk in, you know, do your thing, you know, you start with the ear, come down, and you know, it's a whole scene. But anyway, we're gonna start with that song, 12 play, then we're gonna go into I'm not going to lie, Donnell Jones, he will, you know, the song will go in there. Then we're going to... Sorry, I'm sorry.
You got to cut that. I'm so sorry.
How'd you do that?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. And then we're going to go into... Jagged Edge, gotta be, you know, slow it, bring it back, you know, get it revived. And then... Four might close it out with, y'all heard this song called Bourbon?
Bourbon?
No. Because I can't sing.
Oh, that new Usher song hit, though.
Y'all know,
who's the artist?
Oh, my God.
You don't remember the artist?
But if you type in Bourbon, hold on, I'm going to look it up because I want y'all to know. Hold on, let me tell y'all.
You going to cut that?
No, we live. Let me show y'all. Bourbon, watch this. Y'all gonna need this, because listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. I had played this when I was doing my thing one time.
I don't know if you can play it, because we don't want to lose.
No, that's cool. Oh,
but
the song is called Galleon.
Oh, Bourbon. Yeah, he's a good artist.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, when I was doing my thing, right, the motherfucker said, damn, who is this? I said, you like it, though, just keep doing your thing.
Wait a minute.
I ain't stopping for no motherfucking music. Not me. I don't give a damn who playing. I don't really even like no music, for real. I make my own music.
No, the thing is.
I don't need another nigga in it. I get the high notes I want when I go down through that, boy.
But the thing is, when he doing his thing, you ain't never just grab the phone like while he doing his thing.
But I ain't giving you no time to grab no phone. Boy, I ain't gonna lie to you. Okay. Don't let the green grass fool you.
To his point about music, like, I don't think every situation is not gonna call for music though.
No, I don't think so. But I think that
she's talking about her setup.
Yeah, the setup. You gotta have the wine, the roses.
Would you rather do the setting up, or you rather him be the one to set up?
When that's happened, that person did the setup. So I like with somebody, it's part of court, and I think they want to show me what, you know, how, you know, freaky day is. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, y'all take turns.
I'm okay with the music. I do it.
It's cool.
It's cool.
But like, I want to make my own goddamn music.
So what you playing?
I ain't playing shit.
What they screaming?
They, man, listen, we going to talk to each other. We going to lock in.
What you say in their ear? What you say in their ear?
I ain't going to your ear. I'm going to your first eye. Before I give you an orgasm, I done already gave you an eargasm. That's number one.
Okay. Before I make that coochie come, I'm gonna make your brain come.
Feel me? So once if you're a real sapiosexual, you understand when a man can really stimulate you literally off of the alchemy of his energy.
Right. So so you gonna stare at him and then what you
know it ain't staring. No, it ain't just a stare. Yeah.
You gotta catch up. No, you can't. Yeah. I mean, she ain't down.
Yeah, yeah, she ain't down. Okay,
she ain't down. Yeah,
can you walk us through it?
I'm saying because some people may need music to stimulate them in that way. But I'm saying when you have a certain chemistry with somebody, you don't need nothing.
I think you misunderstood me because I didn't say that you need music because that's been times where I done had the best time without music.
That's my point.
I'm just saying, but sometimes I'm in a mood. You know, I might even want to go put it on.
And I'm with you. I'm saying I think that's cool.
Yeah, Drake.
And I didn't paint it some shit with the TV on. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But you have.
But I'm saying like if I really choose what I choose, if you're really present, I'm not gonna be in. Oh, hold on, before you.
That's corny. You did it corny though. Like, no, my situation was I walked in the house.
You walked in the house.
Music was playing. The bear was on the bed. The flowers, the rose feathers, the wine. Take this. Let me walk you upstairs. Put this on. Well, that's
great. I like what you said though, because for a woman, well, I know for me.
Sapio.
Baby, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, if I'm not here with you, don't even worry about it.
Come
it's
on.
Not,
the water, water faucet off.
Right.
We need a water faucet.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Have a phone on them all.
Y'all a little aggressive? Do you like to be choked out a little,
you gotta
little
know,
bit?
You, it's the timing, though. You got to know.
Yeah, you got to be
know.
Right.
You got to
don't just walk up to me like, I'm
going to choke you.
Yeah.
It's watching looking down like, man.
He's been dropping his head.
It's a certain way you got to grab the neck, though. So she can still, so she can still talk to you, too.
You're not choking with the middle. You're really grabbing it with these.
Yes, sir. Right. Okay, my boy knows something.
Well, you know really,
something.
Yeah.
But you know something. You know, you know my dog knows something. Because when you get around the esophagus, you got to keep the esophagus protected.
Oh, right.
So she can communicate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need it.
What about you, Vice? Look at you like now.
Vice said, leave him out of this one.
Hey, oh, he's praying.
Like
No. Hold on,
you don't
Ted.
Like to be choked a little bit?
Oh,
or you like to do the choke?
Yeah,
some things like to be choked. I do the slapping on the chest sometimes too. Wake him up.
she help her. She said, I'm a woman, y'all. I don't know. She throwing niggas on the bed, snatching their drawers.
One time I hit my chest, she said, do it again. I said, and then he said, hit me. I said, oh. Turn me on a little bit.
Man, that WWE and that. And I heard one of the comedians say, the next time a bitch tell me to slap, I'm gonna fucking slap the shit out of her.
Oh my Jesus.
How do we get this far?
All the goddamn foreplay music and all that.
Baby, I'ma slap your chest tonight. We're gonna see how that goes.
I just slap.
Hey, but hold on. Okay, Lex. All right, cool. Now we got a game that we play.
Okay,
since we doing this, this would be really, really dope to find out what's going on in the box. Talk to him.
Like
so can you explain the game?
Let
Tez help you out a little bit. Alpha woman and all this shit.
Alpha.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat on the chest and shit. You think you a king, huh?
I don't think there's no such thing as an alpha woman, by the way. And
I want to talk about
we
that.
We can unpack that a little bit.
He's in front of me. He's over me. He's in front of me. And then, sometimes.
You slap up? That's even crazy.
No, sometimes I go like that. And then sometimes if you go from the back.
Wrestling move.
No, listen, they hit you from the back. And then one time hit me a little too hard. I turned around and said, hey, he swung me back around, choked me and said,
sit your lad down.
I like that.
Sit your lad down, huh?
Yikes.
Yeah.
He get too excited.
What is he doing?
He's too excited over there.
This is just animation.
It's character. It's character building.
So this is a game called The Game, right? So this is how it works. So the person, we're going to pass this around. Everybody going to take a chance.
No.
The person who has it is going to tilt it to the person to the left, right? So in this case, I have it. I'm going to tilt it to Cortez. Cortez is going to go in, and he's going to give it to me to read the question. And you have to answer it truthfully. You can't plead the fifth and all that. You can't do all that, right? Okay. This was easy. Should I read it?
Yeah, read it. I picked it.
Do another one, though.
No, get another one. If you say get another one.
Man, that's whack.
Yeah.
Don't put it back.
Yeah, you shouldn't have put that back.
No.
Let me get all the way down there then.
What are we supposed to do?
You gotta, right. You got to get in there. You got to dig deep.
Get in there.
Can't cheat. You got to dig deep.
Hit the bottom of the pool.
See, y'all, you got he to. Don't, yes, come back, Steve.
Yes, thank you. Character building.
I don't think nobody want to hear from you about that. Go ahead.
Damn.
That was simple. Like, no, we had some dangerous
stuff.
Is he
the same one?
Mm, some of them. Some of them not. Oh, it's kind of, okay. If you could snoop through one person's private life, whose would it be and why? Look at his face.
If I could snoop through somebody's private life, who's
one person's private life, who would it be and why?
I really don't even be caring too much about nobody else's life, though. I'd be having so much shit going on with me.
You're like a mentor, somebody mine you want to pick.
Let him go there, because he'll go there.
Pick another one. That ain't.
I don't know, man. We made you think too much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really don't be caring about what's going on with
people. Nah, that's real. That's the first thing. That's the first thing I would have said.
I really don't be caring.
What's in Stevie's phone?
Nothing.
My phone be too wild. Like,
great one.
All right.
Have you ever used your popularity to have sex with someone?
For sure. This was my dog. I had to pop it sometimes. Did you know who you're talking to? Pop a collar on the bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, okay. Tilt it.
Cut that bitch part.
Okay, this is not. This is about you, right?
Huh? Give it to Cortez. You gotta give it to the person that linked it.
Okay, cut that.
Gotta wait, because it's gonna keep going.
That's a restaurant?
Yeah, it's Salsa.
By the time y'all happy out.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm gonna wait. One.
Cause our love. And cold blood. That's what Birdman is. Y'all gotta listen to it. I can't sing. Sorry.
Yeah, God ain't never sprinkled that on you.
Shut up.
Yeah. I wish I could sing a little bit.
I know that song.
Yeah, it's good.
So the question is it acceptable to pleasure your partner into sexual activities they are uncomfortable with?
No. I feel like if you and your partner are really on one accord, and I mean, you have to tell them, hey, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I want more of, this is what, you know, touch me there, do this, right? My job as your woman is to please you how you want to be pleased, and vice versa. If it's something that is like, because I'm telling you right now, this, I'm not knocking it, but if my man say, hey, I want to bring somebody in our bedroom, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very uncomfortable with that. I'm here to please you in whatever way, but not no other
with
woman.
Anybody else.
So,
I respect that.
I respect that.
Yeah. Ready?
Pass that bot.
K-Bot.
Like bots
for K-Bot.
Okay. If you would go back and talk to your teenage self, what advice would you give?
That's nice. That was nice. Yeah.
Oh, you got off easy.
Y'all get all the freaky stuff. Right. Some shit.
You didn't want that. You manifested what the hell you wanted.
Oh, man.
That is good, though.
It is, because it's a lot shit. Go for it. Right? Don't be afraid to start something and fail. At least you know what you're good at.
Exactly.
I think for me, one of the talents that God always blessed me with was like being a creative.
Mm.
I was good in football. I was good with music. I was a dance choreographer way back in the day, but I never, and I think.
We talked about that before.
And me and Lex kind of had this conversation off camera, is that I feel like God will give you certain talents, right? What you do with those talents is your give back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And with some of mine, I felt like I didn't really go all the way in on it. But being a creative is one thing that it was just always my go-to. But I would probably tell my younger self, just go for it.
Just go.
Don't be hesitant. Don't worry about, you know, failing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because what if it all goes right?
Yep.
You know, I think a lot of times people think about, well, what if this happens? They, you know, but they're always viewing it in a negative sense. Mm-hmm. Think about what could go right if you just went all the way in. So that's why I probably tell myself.
Yeah. And it resonate with what you're doing now. You still, self-consciously, you still told yourself to do something because you're in a position you are right now.
It was And I come from African parents. Like the,
they work.
The African way. The real.
Yeah.
There was a lot of times with me and my brothers, you know, they wanted us to do like all the traditional stuff. Oh, go and be a lawyer. Go and be a doctor. You know, and all that stuff. And it was just like, yeah, that's cool, but I just...
That ain't what I want.
I could have done anything that I put my mind to, mm-hmm. but, you know, what got me to where I'm at now was following, you know, my own lead and to the beat of my own drum. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Love it.
So I got to pass it with the left hand. I know she said...
Give it to him.
Oh, okay. Okay. And my bad. He got it. Okay.
Hey, I ain't going to lie about you. That African accent. What is that flavor? Hey, that's dealing with you. You did. I get
it. Hey, Black Panther.
Oh, it's him.
Call him, man. You know he... for the new Black Panther movie.
All right. Okay. How has a past relationship shaped your current view of love?
Damn, that's a good one, bro.
Wish I'd have got that one. That's a real good one.
That was real good.
I guess I manifested it. I think that, you know, when you go through any relationship, that if you don't take the lessons from it to move forward in your life, to be a better version of yourself for the next situation, then it's like null and void while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't deal with your own trauma that you've experienced in your life, then you're going to bring it, and that's going to turn into drama mm-hmm. for somebody else that you connected to.
There you go.
So I guess my view of past relationships, it's just shaped me to understand how to be convicted on who I am mm-hmm. and always come with that. When I'm conversing or connecting to anyone, I think if you do that, then that means that you've learned those lessons from mm-hmm. the past. So that's what I would say.
Okay.
That was a good one. That might have been the best one.
Okay, yeah, so now we had.
Yeah, you got to get this. Go ahead and dig on in now. Yeah. What you got?
Look, she nervous. What you
did? You see that vein in her head?
What you manifest?
We.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Have you ever been caught doing something and had to make up a story to try to explain how to get out of it?
Nope.
Oh.
Girl, bad. Oh, everybody nope. had.
Nope. Everybody ain't caught.
Oh, wow.
Even as a child, stop it.
Nothing.
No.
You never got caught.
I never got caught, so I don't know.
Oh.
I never had to make up nothing.
Pick
I never
another.
Got caught. Yeah, you might have. Yeah, again, no. You didn't get caught.
Who do you think you are?
Hey, that's Cappuccino, I never got bro. That was Cappuccino, though.
I made that real deal. Holyfield. Twin.
Yeah, she wanted to go again, y'all.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Never got caught.
Ooh, this is good.
Okay.
What's the strangest thing that's happened to you in your romantic history? Yeah, I know you got some shit on it.
She got stories. Oh, man. Which one you want to hear? Okay. Oh, I can't tell that one. That one's too deep. That one got really weird.
I can think of a couple, but I wouldn't tell them either.
Let me see which one's safe to talk about. The strangest thing that's happened to me in my sexual life.
And it didn't say anything about sex. Like, this is what we know your mind's at. It says, even though you're not a Roman, it says, what's the strangest thing that's happened to you in your romantic history?
Oh, man. I'll tell you a little slight, little story.
Okay.
Y'all want his name? No, it's fine.
Wow. So, we ain't dropping on that.
Don't free nobody.
We friends. We still friends. But one day he hit me up and invited me to go with him to the movies. He was like, you know, I've been wanting to take you to the movies. So this is back in 2016, something like that. So we go to the movies. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. See how this is. This lady comes up in line and just talking to us or whatever, like trying to be nice or whatever. Now, this is a date. Understand what I'm saying? So then the lady goes, I can't remember what she said, but I know his next thing he said was, you want to join us in the movie? I said, I looked at him as a nigga.
Why?
I said, what? And then, so we in the movie. I'm really upset. Like, what the?
Oh, so she joined.
She joined us in the movie.
Where this she supposed sitting to be a at?
Date. He a bad man.
So
on the other side of him.
On the other side of him.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then when I got home, he was like, just text and make sure you made it home. I called him. I said, don't call me no more. Don't ask me if I made it home. I said, you've been trying to take me out on a date this whole time. And a woman, because she asking us all these questions, talking about, do you want to join us? Why was she there anyway? So it made me start to think.
Because people would be tricky around here. Was that something he set up the whole time?
I was just about to say.
Because he made it seem like he didn't know the lady, but she was too comfortable.
Right.
The way she just came and accepted and, you know.
He trying to live out some fantasies.
I don't know.
He's trying to see if y'all was going to hit it off.
They ain't go too far. So they probably was plotting and plotting. I don't know. Yeah,
that's what it was.
It don't work over here.
Boy, that man wanted y'all in the movie doing something strange.
Right. He probably was.
No, he was watching
James Brown.
Boy.
The Freedom Walk tour.
Man, I have a dream.
That movie was like 2.5-3 hours long. And that tanned it up. Boy, nobody in that movie, boy.
Yo, that was the greatest when it was empty theater. Oh, it's up.
Clapping to I Have a Dream was crazy, though. But, I mean,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, y'all. So hold on. This is a great episode. I got to say this. Y'all, great guest. Amazing co-host.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lex, for, you know, all the strange stories you were telling us tonight. But can you go on and close us out?
Yeah, for sure. You know. So listen, what we always do, you gotta, before we close out, you gotta say one thing that you wanna say to the people, where they can find you at.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, just one thing special you would say to the people. But before we do that, let me thank our sponsors. First, we want to thank the number one sponsor right now, Mr. Sauce himself, K-Batiste. So if you're in Midtown, it's a Buckhead, though, right? If you're in Buckhead, tell them about Mr. Bocci.
Yeah, Sauce Buckhead. We've been here 5 years. We specialize in Italian dishes, Tuscan-style pizza, some of the best food you'll get in Buckhead. So Sauce Buckhead, 25 Herbie Ave, right next to Buckhead Theater. Come see us.
All right. And then we want to also thank Mr. Sauce people. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the culture. Thank you. You know,
for sure.
Tell them the Reality Table sent you. You know, if you come down here, the Reality Table sent you. We also want to thank our other sponsor, the Candle Ladies. Tell them about the candles.
Cultural Design Company.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the best candles in the world. And it's organic. It's not going to get you sick when you light it up. It's not going to give you headaches. You're not going to have probably brain aneurysms down the line. And it sets the tone because it got them pheromones to drop them pennies down.
Mm. You see what I did?
No.
I'm picking up what you were putting down.
Now, she got, man, go to her website, Culture Design Company. She got body butters, lotion. She got oils, essential oils. She got cologne. And we got some special dropping soon, but, you know, we got to keep it on the...
It smells amazing. Yes.
Very amazing. Jesus. Setting the mold right now, for sure. That's how they got to talking.
Damn candles.
And the last sponsor, we want to thank Mr. Noor Capital, premium wealth management firm that specializes in working with individuals in sports and sports adjacent. If you're in sports, you should reach out to Mr. Rowe. You can find him on IG, on Roy Jail, Spencer NYC, or Noel_Capital. Lastly, I definitely want to say this. Let's talk about Cortez clothing. Go ahead, tell him about your clothing.
Yeah. Boy, be having
he's really
on.
Out here got the sauce on. You know?
Oh, yeah. You see, I had to represent too with the hat. But, man, Eros Christian, man, is going to be the biggest in the world. Going to be up there with all the Gucci's and the Givenchy and all of that. It's going to be up there, man. Find on my page. Click the link in my bio, Eros Christian Clothing. Definitely coming near you. It's already here, though, but... coming near you though.
He made this, by the way.
This is what I made. Yeah. And this was really a sample. This is something that I had extra fabric and I just wanted to really see how the measurements and everything was gonna play out until I make the real deal, the real splash on what I wanna make.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
I tell you, we're gonna start on this end. If you can name one thing before you leave the people, what would be a lasting impression or you would want to just tell somebody that would resonate with them and where they can find you at?
Oh, man, as far as me, B&B group, my hospitality group, started that with my partner, Charles Bourgeois, about a year ago. After 20 plus years of being in the nightlife space with promotion and hospitality, we just wanted to kind of plus it up. Men of many talents, and we just wanted to, you know, get our house together. So
whether it's events, brand sponsorships, man, we've done it all. Outside of that, Sauce Buckhead, like you said earlier, come see us.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, y'all can find me. I'm on Instagram at Miss_Reba. I have a spa. It's Reverie Spa. On Instagram, it's Reverie. It's Reverie. Shit. She changed it. My daughter changed it. Y'all gonna have to fix that. It's Slip in a Reverie _ on Instagram. 238 Walker Street, right by Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So come see us.
But both of y'all still slipping. You have to leave. What would you leave somebody? You and you? If you could leave a lasting impression, what would you say to somebody out here that would want to listen?
Oh,
you can tell your younger self, as you said.
Oh.
Or just give somebody advice. Free advice.
I would just say, don't ever shrink yourself in any room that you go in.
Mm. Mm.
Show up as yourself, as authentic as possible. You know, nobody can duplicate who you are.
Yep,
so always show up as yourself and never shrink yourself in any room you're in.
Okay.
I like that.
So I guess I would say never give up, right? Never give up. So there were plenty of times growing up throughout. I did 20 years in the military, and it was tough. So during deployments and things like that, I never gave up. And now I can stand on that, and I'm grateful for it. So just don't stop. Don't get discouraged. Keep trusting in God. Stand on his word.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to piggyback with them and just saying, whatever you believe in, just put 1% into it. You already succeeded in what you did yesterday. So don't stop playing the victim role. Like, stop killing yourself out of it before you even do it. Like, think about what, and we spoke about this, think about the possibilities of what can work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Before you saying that you can't.
Where they can find?
Oh, they can find me on IG, Cortez Smith, .official. And TikTok, you can find me at Official Cortez Smith. I be switching it because they be stealing my page a lot.
Dang.
No, they be stealing. Then they DM people and get money from them. Somebody then hit me up and say, man, I gave you $500. When you going to promote my...
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, why you ain't... You should have... I need that little fine. We're going to go back. You can find me on IG, CortezSmith.official. And you can find me on TikTok, Cortez Smith Official.
That part.
What you got, missionary? You won't go. Okay, I'll go. I'll just say our people don't perish for a lack of voting, for a lack of religion, or for a lack of swag. We got all that on lock. Our people perish for a lack of knowledge. And if you don't know yourself, you can never show yourself. So I just, and all that getting, go all get right. You some knowledge, and then you get the knowledge and apply it, and then that's wisdom. So that would be my lasting words. You can find me at Stevie Bags Jr. on everything. Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and Facebook. Now go put your face in a book.
When it's all said and done, y'all two better get y'all like
a book.
A church. Y'all got the word, man. Okay. For real.
So we're gonna be passing out the offering plate. You got to pay your tithes and offering. So Malachi says, you're a man,
rob God.
And how will you rob me?
In tithes and offering.
Spend it. You got to spin that tray around one more time.
What you got for us, Lex?
You know, you can find me, Big Lex, but not the little one. Little Lex on Twitter, though. Alexia you're Adams 24. Yeah, I still be tweeting. When I can.
You know, that's still a thing.
X. Alexia Adams 24 on IG. Lil Lex on X. Lex Enterprises LLC. That's the connect. What's the plug without a socket? That's me.
Okay.
Oh, I told you I should be smacking chests.
Yeah, you told y'all about smacking goddamn chests.
The Reality Table on Instagram, IG. Follow us, subscribe, like. Shut up. And on YouTube, make sure y'all leave a comment, follow us, subscribe, and like, you know. And if I could say one thing to anybody that's listening, I would just keep saying, I'm going to say kind of what everybody said, but a little twist to it. I would say be you, be genuine, be authentic, and just keep networking. And I say it respectfully, like, you're going to get around the right people when it connects.
Mm-hmm.
So just be you, be authentic, be genuine, because it's hard to find that.
Yep.
Season 4 of The Reality Table, signing out.
Okay.
Woo! And that's...
The shouting makes the pain with the passion. Yeah.